We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I am the host. I'm also CEO of Mage LLC. Pretty excited about the show. We had a great year last year. Our numbers hit over 800,000 people in total who have connected with the show over the years. We are now the largest publisher of internet stories on entrepreneurship in Massachusetts, and we're pretty excited about that. And that's one of the reasons why we're being hosted by one of the firms we've always been related to, the law firm of Tarlow, Breed, Hart & Rogers, and that means my co-host is my litigation friend, Mark Furman.
Hi, Jeffrey. Great to be with you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for indulging my little long openings. I'd like to give my credits to everyone. Our next guest, someone I've met most recently, an exciting business, very different, but an entrepreneur, also, Samantha Saperstein of the Paul Saperstein Company. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. I'd like to say congratulations on your numbers.
Oh, thank you very
much.
You're very
welcome.
That's very nice of you. You have an interesting business. Do you want to give us the story for our listeners?
I would love to. So my grandfather opened the business, I believe it's going to be 53 years ago this year. So I am third generation. It was my grandfather. He's still alive and well and very much so part of the business. But my father, Michael Saperstein, has run the day-to-day for about the past 15 years. And I have worked full-time for the company for the last 6 years or so. I graduated Penn State in 2011. Mm-hmm. And we are an auctioneering firm. We are one of the only auctioneering firms locally in Massachusetts that does all three aspects of auctioneering. We have a real estate department, which I am lucky enough to be the head of. Then we have a personal property department, which Michael runs along with the company, and that includes auctioneering, equipment, auctioneering stuff like gyms, heavy equipment, stuff along those lines. And then we also have an appraisal department for personal property. So when my grandfather started this business 50 years ago, he really made it into something, and I humbly want to call him probably one of the most respected people that I know in Boston, and I can only hope to continue that legacy for the next 50 years.
Well, you won't get any argument from me. I've known Paul for at least 30 years, I think actually longer than that. He's helped me a lot over the years in terms of charitable things, in terms of business things. I remember being a young lawyer, I think in... I hate to say this date because you'll think...
You're still young.
that's right. But I think it was 1980, and I was sent out to do a foreclosure sale for a bank, and I had no idea
I
was doing. And fortunately, the great Paul Saperstein was there because people started making a lot of trouble at the sale, and I didn't know how to deal
with
it.
Which can happen.
And Paul became combination auctioneer,
mediator,
legal consultant, mm-hmm. and he has that presence about him, and just an incredible way of dealing with people. And I survived. That was my first foreclosure sale, and I survived it thanks to Paul.
I like hearing stories like that, and I've grown up hearing stories like that, and I can only say that I feel so very, very lucky to have not only Paul but Michael, my father, as my mentors and the people that I get to learn from. They both tell me all the time that respect and how you treat people and how you go about life is an intricate part of business. We're never going to make enough money in one day to retire, so I want to operate myself and the company in a way that it sustains us for the next 50 years. And I hear over and over again from so many people and businesses and companies and banks and attorneys and lawyers how special my grandfather is and how he's made them feel. And it really motivates me to live my life and operate the business as how he did. I think the greatest thing that we have is the name, the Polly Saperstein Company, because of the reputation that he's built. So,
and your dad's reputation and the is excellent as well.
I really am. I really consider myself lucky that.
How do you get most of your business? What's your model?
So our business model has been a lot of it comes off referrals. A lot of it has been sustained because of what my grandfather built. So part of the thing that I want to do, because now this generation has a lot more marketing and media and the internet has really changed everything.
Social media.
I would like to, I think that what my grandfather has created will sustain us for a long time, but I want to take it to the next level and make sure I sustain us for the next 50 years. And I think that I need to get out and not just meet the people that I know through my grandfather. I need to make a name for myself and really propel the company. And I think that the internet and getting yourself out there, I mean, no one's going to know your name unless you market yourself. And how are they going to?
Is it mostly attorneys who give you business? Would it be estate attorneys or
all types of attorneys and banks?
Right.
So it depends. If the bank knows us, they have to hire. So we work very closely with attorneys and banks. When our business isn't just foreclosures, I would say about 70% right now is foreclosures or something along those lines, a bankruptcy and something that has to go through the court and you legally have to do. But a lot of it, or more so now, are becoming owner sales. People want to get rid of their property, and it's a different way to do it. But going back to your question, the attorneys and the banks, it depends on who knows us and who has the relationship with us. So if the bank knows us, they'll say to their attorney, this is who we want to use. But mostly we have relationships with a lot of people, and I feel lucky that and honored that they call us and trust us with their business and that. But I'd like to get out and meet even more people and create even more business. So there's an endless amount of.
And so your grandfather doesn't work in the business anymore, does he?
He networks day, every day. He doesn't run the day-to-day operations.
Right.
But he really does. He lives right over at the Rose Wharf, the Boston Harbor Hotel. And I think being involved still in the business is what keeps him going. And I'm so grateful for it. He can't sit still. I love that he goes out and he'll walk in.
Do you go with him?
I do. Not as much as I should, but he goes out. He does it in a different way than my generation would. He'll show up at a bank and say, hey, what are you doing? Or at an attorney's office, hey, what are you doing? Let me take you out to lunch. And they have enough respect and love and admiration for him that they go. So it's a balancing act for me. Sometimes I'm like, well, we should just call first.
I remember guys like that who used to be able to do
so,
that.
But I love it and admire him for it. So I can only hope
to have. Sometimes I feel like Paul does not know about 15 people in the greater Boston area. You know, it seems like he knows a lot of people.
I walked one day with him from his place to the TD Garden, and I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating. We got stopped 11 times on the way just from people on the street. My favorite story about my grandfather, actually, is he was in, I believe it was Spain, with my grandmother and two other couples. And they asked someone to take a photo of them in front of some water fountain. I'm not going to say the name because I'll butcher it. So they were there and the person lifted up the camera and went to take a picture. And then they put it down and they were like, and everyone was like, oh, what's he doing? Is he going to run away with the camera? And then he looks again. He goes, Paul? Is that you from another country? And so it was someone he had done business with or worked with over the years. And that's just a little story about how many people do know him and how many lives he influences in a positive way.
Nice.
So.
And what does your dad do in the business?
My dad runs
Michael.
The business. Michael,
right.
Yes. Daddy, if I need something. No. So he runs the day-to-day.
The magic words.
Yes. So he runs the day-to-day of the business, the whole operation. And he also runs our personal property department. So equipment auctions, really anything that's not real estate. The only thing we really don't sell is livestock, because there's not that much livestock in the Northeast. And we're not antique experts. We can sell whatever you need. And we mainly operate in the Northeast, but we can go anywhere that our clients need or desire. I did an auction in Pittsburgh last year.
Do you ever do any video auctions?
Do you mean like internet auctions?
Yeah, or, right.
Yep, we do. We're most of the personal property auctions now are shifting to just online. We find that a lot of people still like to come and inspect the objects that they're buying. So usually we have an inspection the day before, and then the auction itself is online, and we find it's much more manageable and streamlined, I would say. But the real estate auctions we still do on the property. Rain or shine. So I'm out there.
So Samantha, if somebody wants to find you or utilize the services of Paul Saperstein and Company, how would they find you?
They could go to our website, which is www.pesco.com, or the easiest way to reach me would be by phone or email. So our phone number is 617-227-6553. And my email is ssaperstein, I'll spell that, SAPERSTEIN at PESCO, which stands for Paul E. Saperstein Company.com.
Great. Thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
I look forward to having you on again.
I would love to be here.
That's great.
Thank you.
And I want to thank again our host, Mark Furman, from the law firm of Tarlow, Breed, Hart & Rogers. Thank you, Mark.
Great to be with you.
Great. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more stories after these messages.